I feel good. No, 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 no.
I knew that I would now. And I always sing that song because I love it. But how do we know that we're going to feel good? And is it possible that if you're nasty, if you criticize, if you say horrible things about people, if you gossip, that you might not feel really good about yourself? And the reason I'm asking the question, every single day I work with experienced people who are being bullied, who are being criticized, who people say nasty things about them, and they share with me they're either upset or anxious or angry, and Roe, what can I do about it? And here's my question. Is it possible that if you say something nasty or you criticize or you gossip about somebody, that that says more about you than it says about the person that you're gossiping about? And I'll use just a simple example. We live in a world now where people seem, and I won't say I am because I would never do this, but people seem very comfortable with going to a website and making a nasty comment, or going to a Facebook post and making a nasty comment, or going to a YouTube channel and making a nasty comment about somebody that they don't know, and that person's doing something that they like or don't. Well, they obviously don't like it because they made a nasty comment. But here's my question. What does that say about you, and what's that doing to your own headspace? Now, not you personally, but if anyone ever says something nasty about you, or they post something nasty about you, could that be a really good question to ask? What kind of person would do that? Now, a nice person, a respectful person, a kind person would never say something nasty about somebody else. But what about criticism, and what about gossip? Because a lot of people say, oh, look, I'm just gossiping. Well, here's a great... This is my response to all gossip. If you're prepared to gossip to me, it means you're prepared to gossip about me, which makes you a gossip. Go away. And I put my hands up when I say that to people, because I don't want to be involved in that whole process of telling stories about other people that always get exaggerated. And when they pass from one person to the next, it's obviously going to not be the true story. But what about if you make a comment, for example, you go to TripAdvisor or you go to a Google review and you make a comment about a business? Now, if you've had a bad experience with the business, this is always my question. If you Google review that business and say they're terrible, or they gave me bad service, or I don't like their product or service, what does that say about you? Because if you really wanted to fix the challenge, if you really wanted to make sure that that business doesn't do that again, doesn't make the same mistake again, doesn't provide bad service, wouldn't you have the courage, the testicles to go to the person who owns the business or runs the business and say to them, I had a very bad experience in your business. I just wanted to share with you. And I'm not going to share it on Google. I'm not going to share it on TripAdvisor. I'm not going to share it on Facebook with my friends, because none of those people can fix the challenge that I had today. And if you said that kindly and respectfully, there's two things. There's a win-win. What does that say about you as a person? Because you're all of a sudden now you've become a solution finder rather than a critic. And if the business owner doesn't respond effectively, or they justify what they did, or they get defensive, well, that says something about them too. But it means you don't have to go there again. But it doesn't mean that somebody else is going to get the same experience. Because we get emotional. Oh, that business treated me badly. But have you ever had a bad day? Have you ever treated somebody badly? Have you ever, and I use this example with business people all the time because that's one of the things I do. I coach businesses to be better at business. If you're in business and you own a business, if you do something wrong, and it's obviously you don't do that on purpose, if you make a mistake, if you treat somebody badly, if you've had a bad day, would you prefer somebody to come to you and tell you about it, or would you like them to go to Google or go to TripAdvisor and tell the world that you did a terrible job? And I share that because I have a lot of businesses who very openly have shared with me that their business has become unsuccessful, or they've lost a lot of money, or they've even gone broke because of what somebody said about them on a Google review or a TripAdvisor review. Now, the other interesting thing there is that if somebody's having a bad day and they go to a business, is it possible that their headspace is going to be different when they may not have had such a bad experience, but because they're emotional or because they're having horrible things happen in their life, that situation wasn't as bad as they made it out to be? And I'm sharing all of this because I just wish the world was a kind place. I wish that we were optimistic, positive, solution finders rather than critics and gossips, and felt really comfortable saying horrible things about a business. Here's my great question, and I ask this of myself every day. When I open my mouth to speak, when I type, when I text, when I email, when I post, am I adding value to the world or am I taking value away? So you might have had a bad experience with the business, but it just wasn't your kind of business. Somebody else might not go there, but they could have had a wow experience because it is their kind of business. We're all critics. We all have opinions, but why do we need to share them? What value does it add to the world if we share them? And my really important question is, what does it do to our own headspace? And I'll use this as a very simple example. If you ever apply for a job, you apply for a position on a team, if you want to get involved in, you want to be on a board of a business, or you want to be recognized as a respectful person in whatever area of your life, I'm sure you are aware now that business owners and board directors of boards and coaches on teams and people in a leadership role, they now go and look at what you do on social media. And to think that you've deleted it and no one's going to find it is actually now delusional, because anybody can find anything you've ever posted. It's never disappeared off the internet. It's always going to be there. And if somebody wants to put you onto their team, or they want to pay you money, employ you, invest money in you, they will find your past on social media. And that's a question I always ask. Would you be really proud for somebody to go searching everything you've ever posted, everything you've ever texted, everything you've ever emailed, and be really proud that it is a true representative of the gorgeous person you are? Or would they read what you have said and think, wow, that person's a gossip, or they're nasty, or they criticize, or they don't add any value to the world? And I'm just going to give you a really fun example. I was contacted by one of the platforms where, because I always leave positive reviews. If I've got a challenge with a business, if I've got a challenge with a person, I go to their face and we have a face-to-face conversation, particularly if it's a cafe or restaurant, because I've traveled the world, and I don't say that to brag. I just have. I've traveled a lot. I've stayed in a lot of hotels. I've been on a lot of airlines. I've been to a lot of restaurants and cafes, and I've had lots of good and bad experiences. But if I have a bad experience, I go to the owner of the business. I go to the manager of the business. I go to the person who can fix the challenge. Because if I go onto the internet and tell the world that I had a bad experience at a business, I'm telling the world that I'm a whinger, moaner, and complainer. Because for me, the definition of whinging, moaning, and complaining is to say something without a solution. Now, the only person that can provide a solution is the owner of the business. The reverse of that, if I have a great experience, I always ask the business. So I'm asking you, if you are a business owner or you just want to be a nice person, every business that you go to, personally ask the owner or the manager or the person that you talk to, I've had a great experience here today. Where is the best place for me to tell the world that? Should I go to Google? Should I go to TripAdvisor? Should I go to your Facebook page? What should I do to tell the world how good you are? I got in trouble from one of those platforms. They actually contacted me and said, there's been a complaint about you, Rowan, because all of your posts on social media about businesses and cafes and restaurants and airlines and hotels, because I've done a lot of travel and did a lot of reviews, they're all positive, and people are complaining that you can't, surely everything that you've ever experienced is not positive. Well, my point is this: every positive experience, I've told the world about it. Every negative experience, I've gone to the person who can fix it to tell them. Now, some business owners don't want to fix it. They justify why they did it. They get defensive why they did it. That's not my challenge. If I had a poor experience, I go to the person who can provide me with a solution or provide a solution. I don't want to be a whinger, moaner, or complainer. So the reason I'm sharing this with you is that every day, literally every day, because I have students all over the world, I deal with businesses all over the world. And one of the big challenges we've got now in the world is nasty, criticizing, gossiping, just disrespectful behavior. So whether it's you make a comment on a YouTube channel, or you post something on a Facebook page, or you just make a comment about anything, the two questions I would love you to ask yourself: am I adding value to this person's life, or will I take value away? Have I thought about the consequences of what my words are going to have on the person, on the business? But more importantly, what effect does it have on me? If I become the person who's constantly whinging, moaning, and complaining and posting negative stuff, what am I telling my own headspace? And I always ask this question: if you want people to talk about you, what your reputation is, what kind of person you are, would you like to have the reputation of, oh, that's the lady that always whinges and moans and complains and she always says negative things about people? Or would you like to have a reputation of being a very positive person, and maybe get complaints about you because everything you post on social media is positive rather than negative? Now, that's just a personal thing. But I always ask the question for our kids, for our future adults. I don't want our kids to grow up in a world where they think it's really normal to say nasty, negative, horrible, horrible things on social media. And people do it every single day and for all sorts of reasons, whether it's I don't like what she's wearing, or I don't like his hairstyle, or I don't think he can sing, or I don't think he's good at business. People just make horrible comments. Why? And every time I read a horrible comment, this is just a very personal thing from me, every time I read a horrible comment that somebody's made about somebody else, I always wonder, why is that person being so nasty? What's going on in their life that makes them the person that wants to criticize and be nasty? And usually I go the opposite. If somebody says something nasty about somebody, I usually think it's probably not true, because to take value away from somebody's life by being nasty says more about the person that's saying the nasty things, doesn't it? So what if we decided, just, I would love the world to be a better place. How about you? I would love our kids to grow up in a world where bullying and being nasty and being negative was not a normal thing. I would love to be able to read positive things about businesses, and I would love businesses to fix their challenges internally rather than have them spread around the world. What do you think? How about we be nice? So we can sing every day. I feel good, na 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 na. I knew that I would now. Because I only say nice things about people, not nasty ones.